Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, Happy New Year, so to speak, as we get ready to put 2020 behind us. But what a year for the Green Bay Packers, huh?
Well, Bill, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on today. I would say, yeah, what a heck of a year for the Packers. I think a lot of people coming in, including myself, came into the season and was thinking that this was maybe 11-5 team. But really, I guess they understand their personnel better than we do. Wow.
Well, that's going to be my next question, because I had said this a little bit earlier. I said the Packers have basically played from ahead. When they've played from behind, they haven't been able to really kind of catch up, so to speak. Now, I know we're sitting here and we can second guess whether or not they should have gone after another weapon, another thing, you know, a toy for Aaron Rodgers, so to speak. But coming up into the postseason against some of these better teams, a team that could get out on them early, like a New Orleans, like a Tampa Bay, have they shown the prowess lately to be able to say, you know what, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody?
Well, lately, yeah, absolutely. You know, after the Indianapolis game, I think there was a little bit of a turnaround on the defense, because you had mentioned, you know, coming from behind, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, one of the things that made it trouble to come from behind is when you can't get off the field on third down on defense. And against the Titans, Carolina, I think they showed a little bit more aptitude to be able to slow down the run game and get out on third down. And that's really going to be the key. Because they can go, in my opinion, they can just, you know, light it on fire and match touchdown for touchdown. But the reality is they're going to have to, on defense, is get more touches for the offense. And I think on offense, too, you know, sometimes the magician needs to follow the rules of the trick and not try to make it up himself. And that sometimes will. I think that point has been made, and I think it'll be okay.
The three-headed monster that is the running back of Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, and now A.J. Dillon, how do you see them working these three guys together? I know they're going to want to run the football. Last time they were very successful, 163 yards on the ground between Jones and Jamal Williams alone. They're going to want to run the football again going into Soldier Field this weekend. How do you see the run game evolving?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question, because, quite frankly, now that you have lost all that weight, and myself, I think with that offensive line, you and I could run for 15 carries, 50 yards. You know, really. I mean, so you line one up. It doesn't matter who you got back there. You know. I want to temper the A.J. Dillon thing a little bit, because, quite frankly, again, the way the offensive line was run blocking, you can line anyone up back there. But a couple of things that we haven't seen since the early part of the season, when they were putting up 40 points, three or four games there in a row, was the running backs downfield catching the pass, you know, vertically. So I think, you know, into the playoffs, maybe not against the Bears, but you use Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is a dynamic weapon, so you want to get him in the open field. And if you got a tough yard, I think maybe Dillon might get the nod a time or two until he proves he can't do it. You know, he's a tough runner, and I don't want to take anything away from the young fella, but he's got some vision to get figured out. And really, quite frankly, you know, because the pro game is so much different than the college game as far as how, you know, you can call an A-gap run and it ends up being a B-gap to the opposite side, depending on how defenses go in the zone block scheme. You know, there's a lot that goes into the run. And once that's what Aaron Jones is masterful at is, you know, his vision is as good as his feet and his hands. So, you know, Dylan's going to have to get there. And with Jamal Williams, you got a guy that you can certainly count on to pick up blitzes and to hang in there, and then it has a knack of being able to sneak out into the flat or run in a quick arrow route right after blocking. So they got a pretty good stable back there. It'll be interesting to see how it all plans out. But I would say if Williams is healthy, you see a heavier dose of Williams and Jones, and Dylan is kind of like a specialty type situation.
Talk about special teams, because they've got Cordarrelle Patterson. He is a dynamic threat. The special teams, they didn't have to worry too much about it, because when you're not, you know, you're not turning the ball over, you're not punting, you're not, you know, having penalties and such, and putting yourself in a bad situation, things get relatively easy. But talk about special teams, how big special teams could play in this contest with the Bears.
Well, you know, like always, you know, you can't be afraid on punting, because you got the league's leading punter. The punter who tackles after Sunday's game. I mean, Jesus, man! Did you see him celebrate after that?
Right, right. It's like it's like he was listening to the show, man. I loved it.
I thought that was fantastic. Listen, kick the ball out of bounds. Kick it between the numbers and the hat and the sideline, and you're in good shape. You kick it anywhere around the hash. You know, that ball lands anywhere in the hash marks, and it's a gamble. And I'm not really thinking that they're going to be interested in taking that gamble. So in the punt game, kick it between the numbers and the sideline, you should be okay, or kick it out of bounds and really be okay. As long as Mason Crosby is missing extra points and making field goals, all right, you know, they'll be okay. Because I tell you, once he gets in there and he's going for three, it's like he's dialed in like radar. But, the extra points, though, could kill him in a really tight ball game. So, or make them do something like go for two in a spot where in a tight ball game that could really hurt you if you miss it. So, yeah, I think their special teams will be okay. They got to tighten up on that punt game. In my opinion, I wouldn't even let those guys touch the ball. I'd punt it out of bounds or try to get it between the numbers and the sidelines so that you don't get in trouble.
Talking with Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette, you mentioned the defense. Is the defense peaking at the right time, or are we – I mean, they had a hell of a game against Tennessee, and I think everybody that was sitting back with their arms folded saying, show me something, they showed you something. I think now it's whether or not you actually buy into what your eyes – you know, what happened before your eyes as to whether or not you believe the Packers' defense is getting better and starting to peak at the right time.
Absolutely. Now, are they peaking? I think there's still more to come. To be honest with you, a couple of weeks back, we were talking about the same situation and can they get better? Can they get better? A lot of people were down on them, but, you know, you saw some glimmer of hope. So the way they utilize their safeties in the past 4 weeks is much different than in the first several games of the season. And they're getting big plays out of Savage. It's like the light bulb went on there. Sometimes it just takes a while for that aha moment. You know, I mean, you've been there, you know, it just takes a little bit. And then it sounds like, or at least from looking at it, it looks like it's there. I like the play in Amos up on early downs around the line of scrimmage. So you got a sharp guy there that can cover tight ends and backs. Really, really like that. But you know, the safety position with Savage, that boy, I tell you, that's what that defense has been missing for a long time. You got Rashawn Gary that's on the way up. And I think probably the part that makes you, looking at that coaching staff, the star that makes you feel really good is, for the first time all year, Kenny Clark had a dominant game. And it wasn't like he was matched up against one guy and kicked his tail all over the field. He was all over, up and down the line of scrimmage and kicking butt. So that, to me, you know me, I really like line play. You know, so that was exciting for me to watch and to see him have a game where he was just dominant, because it hasn't been there all season.
Rashawn Gary starting to come on really strong as well. You've got Chris Barnes, you've got Kamal Martin, Christian Kirksey playing better, dropping back into coverage, had obviously a couple of passes defended. It seems like everything that we were questioning is starting to play better. And again, I go back to, are, you know, yes, in the trenches they're good, but are we buying into fool's gold? Are we just taking it and going, hey, like everything's fixed? But I still think that as good as the defense can be, I still don't think they're a legit top 10. Maybe they can get there, but I don't know if they're a legit top 10. I'd say they're probably top 11, top 12. But with this offense, that's really all you have to be, right?
Yeah, you just got to slow them down enough and give Aaron Rodgers and the offense one extra possession. And that's what it needs. You know, the funny thing about this is you know, I know he asked about defense, but looking at this offense is it's basically the Rams from 3 years ago with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams and a stable of good running backs. You know, when the Rams had Gurley, that offense was unstoppable because they could move the ball on the ground, and that's what makes this offense so deadly. So, yeah, in my opinion, if you get that offense one more opportunity, even if it's at the end of the game to come from behind, you know, I'm throwing my chips behind that offense. So it's really important for that defense to get off the field.
Does Aaron Rodgers need to have another good game to really kind of assure himself the MVP, or do you think he's already got it?
I think is that he needs to just play. Don't try and be the MVP. Don't try and get a couple extra numbers. Don't try to change a couple extra runs to a pass play. I think he's got it. Now it's time to move on from that, and it's time to play football and make sure that everything is done the right way. All the numbers that they need to get offensively are there. 100-plus catches for Adams, good job. Aaron Rodgers has got what seems like 100 touchdowns. I know it's in the 40s, but it's up there. And, you know, I think he's got the MVP sewn up. So now it's just sit back, run the offense, and good things happen because some of those throws – the other night, Sunday night, man, on TV did not do it justice. I watched the video, but I was in the stadium as well. They don't do him justice. That's the sideline pass up the sidelines at the end of the game there. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. I mean, I literally, like, had people, you know how tight it is in there. Now it's, like, wide open. But I had people looking at me like, because I literally went, holy cow, because I've never seen
right.
anything like that. Amazing. And then that fade in the end zone. Jesus, man, anyway. I mean, you kidding me? Who makes that throw? Only one guy, and it's Rodgers. So he's the MVP. It's time now to just sit back and have fun. Rack up the numbers and have fun.
Before I let you go, can he do anything in this game, do you think? I mean, if he goes out there and obviously throws, you know, three picks and 150 yards and not a touchdown or something, maybe he can put a monkey wrench in this. But I don't think there's much. I said already, I think he's three touchdowns, close to 300 yards, 290 yards, 79 yards, something like that. 27 of 32, 27 of 35, something like that. And he walks away going, you know what, we got to win. And he obviously solidifies himself as the MVP and breaks his own record of 45 touchdowns.
Well, I think, yeah, if he can hit, it would be really fun. Is if he could throw three touchdowns in the first half, maybe one in the beginning of the third quarter, and then watch Boyle stand there and hand off for the rest of the game would be really fun for Packers mm-hmm. fans, and I think for LaFleur and the crew. Yeah, I mean, the way that he's playing right now, there's no way he's gonna throw for three. I mean, it just isn't happening. Just the way that the other part that you don't see on TV is the way he manipulates defenses with his eyes. It's, you know, the touchdown to St. Brown. I mean, he knew what he was seeing and looking left, pumped left. And then at the last second turned his head and made a perfect throw in the end zone. But, you know, there's not very many quarterbacks that have the mastery of the game where the game is so slow that they can mess with a defense just with their eyes. And that's what he's doing out there. And I don't, like, unless something bad happens and he throws four picks, which I don't know how that could possibly happen, but yeah, I guess he could probably lose it. But I mean, what we're watching as whether you're a fan or not, you got to tip your hat to the guy and say, you know, hey, you did it. It's awesome. Good season.
No doubt.
Take it.
Good stuff. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk again. Break it all down. Come Monday after the pack for the postseason. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. I'm sure after this weekend, I might have to watch the game on the treadmill, but see how it goes.
All right, buddy. Have a good New Year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Happy New Year.
There you go. Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them. 844-BRIAN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.